What is up, everyone? This is Alex Lieberman, co-founder and CEO of Morning Brew, coming to you with another episode of The Founder's Journal. For those of you that are joining for the first time, The Founder's Journal is my public diary, walking you all through the trials and tribulations of running a startup. And today we talk about two very wonky words, but that have had a big impact on me in the last few days: convergent versus divergent thinking. Don't be scared. We're going to walk you through it, and I'll catch you at the end of the episode.
All right, convergent and divergent thinking. This came up earlier as you were talking about a conversation you had somebody else, but really pinned into updating the rest of the team about the ongoing progress with our education product. You've been working on it for a while. You've been sharing in emails and notes and Slacks and every form of communication, but why today did you think about it differently?
So I guess first, before getting into the example, I had never heard of convergent or divergent thinking. And honestly, this is me being an absolute hypocrite because I hate using jargony words when explaining things to people. I always try to use like the simplest version of it, but this is a word that I think is the simplest version. But this was introduced to me end of last week in a conversation with a few folks, but I was thinking about it specifically today because I spent a lot of my day writing an email. Gotta say, it's the longest amount of time that I've spent writing a single email in a while, but the reason it was such a long time spent on this email, which probably is only 50% done, is because I've been trying to take my, call it 3 weeks of knowledge of downloading as much as I can about the world of education. Because in the last several weeks, we've decided as a business, we want to test our hand in creating educational experiences for Morning Brew's audience and then for the larger business professional audience. And so I've learned a ton about education. And today was the first day that I like put pen to paper or key to keyboard and try to synthesize my thoughts about where education is going and where does Morning Brew want to put our stake in the ground to have a hand in the ever-expanding pie of online education. And this thought around divergent and convergent thinking came up because what I realized to myself after learning what the terms meant was that I am a lot of one and not a lot of the other. So before getting any further, just to set the foundation, convergent versus divergent thinking. There was a psychologist or a professor in the 1950s that coined these terms. And basically they are two ways of thinking that, at least when they're described to me, very much fit into the molds of when you think about left brain thinking versus right brain thinking. It very much feels like that mold as well. Convergent thinking is described as linear and systematic thinking. It's when someone narrows down multiple ideas into a single solution. It is focused thinking and it is analytical. Divergent thinking is web-like. It's very flexible thinking. It's open-ended. It's where you're taking creative risks and thinking of many ideas around a single prompt. And I think it is incredibly important to know what type of thinker you are, so that A, you know the positives of the type of thinking that you bias towards, but also what you're missing out on by not being the other type of thinker.
Okay, so now you've set the foundation for both. Which one are you typically?
Yeah, so I think I am unequivocally a divergent thinker. You give me a prompt, you know, you say, Alex, pick an object in the office you're in right now. And you're like, okay, you know, take that baseball and think of 25 different ways you can use that baseball other than as a baseball. I will be able to come up with 25 ways in 30 seconds. But if you ask me, Alex, now of these 25 ways, tell me the one way that you plan to use that baseball and why you plan to use it that way, that is not my natural way of thinking. So I am absolutely a divergent thinker. The benefit of that is it allows me to be really malleable. It allows me to be empathetic in conversations with people. You know, there's another term that's come up a lot recently, which is this idea of psychological safety. People are most creative when they feel like they are involved in a discussion or surrounded by people that make them feel comfortable with sharing new ideas and don't feel judged for those ideas. So I think my way of thinking, divergent thinking, makes me very good at providing psychological safety to people and being creative in my way of thinking. But I think unless I plan my way of work for convergent thinking, I have a natural tendency to think of a lot of ideas, but not narrow down on the one direction that I want to go.
Okay, now flip it to what you did today, where you had to think in a convergent way by yourself. So the psychological safety is just you and your own brain, and you have to analyze all of these different things you've been thinking about and boil it down to one message. How did it go today writing that email?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's something I'm definitely not as comfortable with. I think potentially I have a little bit more insecurity with convergent thinking, because at least the way my brain processes it is that there's more social risk, there's more ego risk in being a convergent thinker, because you kind of need to put your ass on the line when you make a bet on something, when you, you know, put a stake in the ground and say, this is where we're going, or this is what the world is going to look like 5 to 10 years from now. I would argue that at least the way my head processes it is it's a riskier way of thinking. But I also think it is a type of thinking that has more upside, right? Like when you think about the most admired business leaders in the world, who do you think of? You think of Bill Gates, you think of Warren Buffett, you think of Elon Musk, you think of Bill Simmons, you think of Mark Zuckerberg. And I think, what is the reason? Well, these people had views on the world. They had all these ideas, but they ended up deciding the one idea to go with that validated their view of the world. And so I think business leaders are rewarded for making calls on things, and divergent thinking doesn't necessarily allow you to make calls on things. And so what I realized in going through this exercise with typing up all of my thoughts around our educational product today is it came so naturally to me to write all of the, you know, the different observations I had and the things I really liked about taking certain educational courses online and the things I didn't like. But when it came to pulling these things all together and saying, this is where Morning Brew thinks education is going, this is where I think our spot is in the marketplace, this is what I think our course should be about, this is how long it should be, this is who the instructor should be, this is how we're going to create it, that was a way more uncomfortable way of thinking for me. But I think it's so important, right? Because if I don't do that way of thinking, how are we ever going to go anywhere? What I will say is I think my co-founder Austin and I, again, are very complementary, because I think if you were to ask him what type of thinker is he, I think he biases heavily towards convergent thinking. I bias heavily towards divergent thinking, but I think this is something I need to be cognizant of. So instead of spending 95% of my time divergent thinking and 5% convergent thinking, it probably should look something more like 70-30. So I'm actually pulling together my ideas in a way that I can have a perspective on where we're going and be helpful in that decision-making process.
For me personally, one interesting part is I sent you a document a couple of weeks ago about the podcast strategy and where we should take it forward. And your biggest comment at the bottom was, where's the recommendation? What are we going to do? And I said, okay, cool, come back with that. And I did. But to your point, I think you actually forced the convergent thinking, even though you say yourself you're a divergent thinker.
Yeah, I think that's a really good point is I expect convergent thinking of others. And I think I should start expecting convergent thinking of myself. And I think to your credit, you know, your document about podcasting was about like, what is the value of podcast networks and should Morning Brew build a podcast network? And you did end up taking a view on that. And whether or not you end up being right is kind of not the point. You use the information you had to take a position on what the world is going to look like and how we should play within those boundaries. And so that act, I think, is the hardest thing. Even if you're wrong, you're going to now take enough bets in your life where you'll hopefully be right enough that it pays off. And so I'd love to hear from whether you're listening on LinkedIn Live or now you're listening to the published version of the podcast, write me an email, alex@morningbrew.com. And thank you to everyone who's been responding about the podcast recently. It's been incredible to hear from listeners, but I would love to hear from you whether you consider yourself a convergent thinker or a divergent thinker and how you believe that helps or hinders the work you do on a day-to-day basis.
Cool. Thanks, everybody. Happy episode. That's all we do.
Thanks, everyone, for joining. Let us know if you have any comments or feedback on the show, and we're going to try doing more of these live episodes. Hope you have a great night.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. It's packed with benefits to help unlock more value from your business purchases. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.